This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 22nd of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the day is bright and sunny, with comfortable temperatures making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Perfect weather for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, coming in now, Walla reports that Israel is preparing for an escalation scenario with Iran, anticipating a significant drop in Iranian oil exports due to the siege on Hormuz. Also, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the Iranian Revolutionary Guards have attacked merchant ships in the Hormuz Strait using missiles and small arms. Also this hour, Ynet reports Foreign Minister Sa'ar states that Hezbollah is a shared enemy in upcoming talks with Lebanon, with no major disputes between the states. Separately, I-24 News shared earlier today that the U.S.-Iran ceasefire has been extended, pending an Iranian proposal, while the maritime blockade remains. And finally, Axios noted from earlier today that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon as part of a potential peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Andrew Fox, a commentator, posted just minutes ago, encouraging support for Jewish communities amid rising anti-Semitism. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya reported Israel's foreign minister urging Beirut to collaborate with Israel against Hezbollah, ahead of Washington talks. From X, the latest. Jewish Warrior 13, a pro-Israel account, quoted an Iranian official's strong stance against perceived threats, emphasizing a tit-for-tat response in the region. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in the Hormuz Strait, Walla's report highlights Israel's strategic concerns over Iran's economic weakening due to reduced oil exports. This development could escalate regional tensions, affecting international oil markets. Turning to the maritime attacks, Israel Hayom outlines the Revolutionary Guard's aggressive actions against merchant vessels. This follows Trump's extension of the ceasefire, raising questions about Iran's compliance and regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet's focus on Lebanon talks emphasizes the importance of resolving border issues. Foreign Minister Sa'ar's remarks underscore the shared threat of Hezbollah, signaling potential cooperation between Israel and Lebanon. In earlier reporting from I-24 News, the U.S.-Iran ceasefire extension shows diplomatic efforts are ongoing, though the blockade persists. This could influence regional alliances and security dynamics. Finally, Axios highlights Trump's sensitive ceasefire announcement between Israel and Lebanon. This step aims to facilitate a broader peace deal with Iran, posing both opportunities and challenges for Netanyahu. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports Anthropic's valuation now surpasses Israel's GDP, highlighting Israel's position in AI adoption and strategic planning. Separately, Ynet Business reveals a unique partnership reviving Iran's band spirit, Arag Sagi, in New York, showcasing cultural collaboration between Iranian expats and Jewish distillers. And finally, Globes announces El Al's new subsidized route to Tel Aviv to be launched during Argentine President Javier Milei's visit, enhancing connectivity and economic ties. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.